As far as we can see, actually, for at least for human shapes, it's sufficient to just reparent the mesh. You don't need to make a bunch of tweaks because the actual position of the joints has not changed. Only the parenting has moved, except for the tongue. The tongue has been placed a bit more upwards, but that's the only change I can recall for positions, for joint positions.
Except for the lip bones with the corners of the lips being crossed now and, this,
oh, yes,
and the other
yes,
put to the
yes,
center.
Yes.
At least for Maya users, if you have a mesh that, you know, you were using the old skeleton the way it was set up and you want to attach it to the way the bones will end up eventually, we're not quite sure exactly what they'll be at this point, but, you know, pretty close to what they're at now. Do you detach with history? You move the bones to where you need them to be, you know, the new configuration or the final configuration, and then you create a custom bind pose, which you can do really easy with Maya Star, and then you reattach the mesh to the skeleton, and then you export your DAE out again, and that should fix it without having to really make any huge changes.